Ryan Hall was bit by the running bug when he was just 13 years old. The kid from Big Bear, California, would eventually win back-to-back state cross-country championships and find his life's purpose and his life's partner through the sport. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for dropping by. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can always connect and give online quickly, safely, and securely, or learn more at WWIB.com. Two-time Olympic marathoner Ryan Hall earned a scholarship at Stanford, and that's where he met his wife Sarah, a Cardinal runner there. His life story is between hardcovers now in the new book, Run the Mile You're In. The 36-year-old is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. Ryan, thank you. You last time talked about the fact that you're coaching now, and one of your students is your own wife, Sarah. You're working with her, preparing her for the Olympics. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been really fun to see her development and growth as a runner. Every single marathon build-up, she's just gotten stronger and stronger. She worked her PR down to 2:26 for the marathon. So she's she's right there. There's a lot of great American distance runners right now, and she's trying to crack into that top three. The Olympic trials are about a year away, and they're going to be in Atlanta.
Well, we wish her the best. She is busy, not just a runner with the Olympics on her mind, but your wife, and the mom of four. You and Sarah adopted four girls, all sisters from Ethiopia a few years ago. What was that like to have an instant family?
it was, quite the change, as you can imagine. But with that said, I was surprised by how kind of natural it felt like. For me to even it's gonna feel weird to have someone call me dad, because obviously I've never experienced that before. So just little things like that were it feels good and normal. And, I was just really kind of surprised by that. And our families, I think it made it a little bit easier, Sarah and I not having any kids and then taking on their whole family, four sisters. And it was just kind of two families becoming one. Rather than, trying to mix, biological children with adoptive children. It just made it a really easy transition. And it's been fun to see the girls grow. They didn't know any English, had never been to school before. And so they had a lot of catching up to do. But they went straight into school 3.5 years ago when we brought them back. And now they're thriving. Our youngest two are learning Mandarin and Latin and all kinds of stuff, even though they're only in second and fifth grade. And our older girls, it's been more of a challenge, because the older you are, trying to learn a new language becomes tougher and tougher. And they were having to start later in school, obviously. So they're still playing catch up. But it's just been fun to see them grow and fun to see us grow as a family and see our attachment get stronger and stronger.
Great. You and the fam lived out in Flagstaff, AZ. And I heard that your oldest daughter won the Arizona State Cross Country title. Is that right?
Yeah, she had a really great year this year in cross. And, won the state title for her division and qualified for Nike Team Nationals. And it's been so fun to see her grow as a runner. And, a lot of the stuff that I learned, I'm using with her. And the biggest thing, about trying to do anything, trying to get the best version of yourself out, it just takes consistency over a really long period of time. So she was actually in really bad physical shape when we got them out of the orphanage, because they'd been in the orphanage for 3 years and had put on quite a bit of weight. So, they were healthy children, but they were not active at all. So, there was a lot of atrophy in their muscles, and she wasn't just when you go see kids in Ethiopia, they're out playing in the field all the time and generally pretty strong, but she wasn't like that. So she had a long ways to go. When she first started running, she couldn't even run 400 meters around a track. Mm-hmm. Now, 3.5 years later, she's trying to break 5 minutes for the mile. Mm-hmm. So it's just been really fun to kind of see her grow and thrive, and also to have something where she feels like she's being successful in it, because at school. You know, she's having a hard time getting past classes, and it's been a little bit of a struggle for her. So to have that kind of healthy outlet of something where you feel like, oh yeah, like I feel like I'm doing well in this, I think is really a good thing for her.
Yeah, it's super to see her follow in mom and dad's footsteps there. All right, Ryan, you've said that you feel that God gave you this gift of running. Can you explain that?
Yeah, for sure. It's a gift because I feel like I experience him when I'm out there. And, you know, I wrote a lot about that in the book, like the subtitle is Finding God in Every Step. And that was certainly my experience. Like my faith and my running were just totally together, intertwined. Like I couldn't separate the two because I felt like it was my way to experience God, like more so even than, you know, going to a church service.
Mm-hmm. Two-time Olympic marathoner Ryan Hall, my guest today. His new book is called Run the Mile You're In. And we're going to set it down just for a little bit here, Ryan, and pick it back up with you next time and go to chapter one of the book about this kid who loved baseball but decided maybe I'll go and do some running, and it became your passion. We'll find out more about that next time. So thank you for being with me again today. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.